Did you hear about what the Giants fans did to that guy? No, I didn't hear. They beat him into a coma. Took him out of his house, in front of his wife and children, beat him into a coma. Wow. They love their team. It's important to them. That's what I thought, you know. I just thought, well, it's nobody's fault in this situation, you know? Bob, did you hear about the fans of that? What's that hockey team that's up in, on the left part of? They kidnapped a guy and fed him his own kids. That's too much, I think. Well, it's not his fault that he likes the team. It's not like he fed him his kids alive. He wasn't, like, nibbling on their toes while they were, like, screaming, "Daddy, stop." Killed the kids separately in, you know, probably as humane a way as possible. It wasn't, like, he wasn't taking joy in killing the kids. You know, but the kids are the, you know, the, not property, but the things that the man owns legally. You know, maybe it was some, maybe he did it in a nice way. Maybe he, like, put on the music that they liked, and he gave them just handfuls of, like, poison candy. But, like, sleeping pills. And then, maybe he, you know, he just, like, chopped them up and, like, in a not gross, but, like, food. And just, like, put them in a stew. And it stewed for, like, hours. And there was lots of other seasonings and broths. And so, just, like, there's tons of, like, a sprinkle of this, a little dash of that, maybe a little spritz of something here. Maybe his thing was that he wanted to be a chef, and he was a cannibal, and like he was trying to figure out a way that he could like make someone, you know, eat. And maybe he thought that, you know, if you're gonna like anybody, it's gonna be, you know, your own kids, you know, your own kind. And I don't even know if the, you know, maybe the kids, maybe they were bad. Maybe they were bad. And they didn't deserve to get killed or eaten by their dad, but maybe they weren't, maybe they were like terrible bullies and like bullied gay kids into being straight. I'm just saying, maybe this is all a lot more complicated than we think. That maybe that what they did that seemed so bad maybe isn't that bad. Maybe it was good. And maybe it wasn't good. Maybe it was just fine. And everyone's just making a big deal about stuff. What I'm trying to say is, I trust this man who killed these kids and fed them to their dad. Because I don't have to use my brain to dress people. It's about who you trust in your heart. And my heart has decided that this person is innocent. 4,000 miles across the world, I don't even know their name, and there's nothing that you can say that will make me speak ill of them, or that's it.